Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. It's awesome to have you with us, and we head back to Canada for a returning guest. Robin Hyders joins us now. Robin, welcome. Thanks for joining us once again.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Robin, let's talk some swimming. You confessed in our first chat that you're not or swimming's not your favorite of the three disciplines. It's probably your least favorite. What do you hate about swimming? Come on, be honest. Tell us your pet peeve. What do you absolutely dislike about it?
That, to be honest, it's that I'm not good. I put so much time and effort into it, and I just do not improve. Yeah, it's that. It's the frustration of it all. Yeah, it's like, your hand is at the wrong angle. I cannot fix it. It's the small technique stuff drives me crazy.
Do you sometimes feel like you're overthinking it?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, when you're in your master's group and your coach is telling you to fix something and then you're obsessed with fixing that and then something else goes and I just want to swim. Why can't it just be easy?
Sounds like me in golf. It's that's why I gave up golf. It's just too much hard work. But unfortunately, swimming is a pretty important part of triathlon. It's something we have to do. You've obviously improved over the 5 odd years you've been doing the sports. What would you say is that something you've done that's given you the biggest gains?
It's not a session at the pool. It's the long open water swims. So the endurance sets. So going out and doing 4K. At a time, without stopping, just in the water. And it's kind of building that muscular endurance. And I think that has definitely been the biggest piece of my improvements or whatever. I mean, last year I rigged up a dinghy, with a rope so that I could take my dog out. So I pull him behind me. So it's a bit more, you know, the resistance is there and that kind of use that as a strength workout, and it seemed to work last year, so we did it again this year, and my times have been pretty good. So
how often would you swim open water as opposed to in a pool?
It's about equal, so I would do 2 pool swims and then 2 open water swims.
And that's amazing. I mean, it's also, I guess it's a function of where you live and you have those facilities available to you. But I think a lot of triathletes, and I'm sure you'd agree with me, is we probably don't do enough open water swimming. It's the dynamics are very different in the pool as to open water, whether it be spotting and having the slight swell and that sort of thing. I mean, would you really advocate somebody if they do have somewhere where they can swim open water to get out there as often as possible?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's the only way you're going to know what you could do on race day. It's kind of like running on a treadmill and then, okay, I'm going to go run a marathon on the road. It's not the same. Like, you may be able to do the distance, but the exertion you're going to have to put out is a lot different. And then just getting used to being in open water. I mean, you're going to panic. It's different.
You mentioned the Masters group that you train with. How instrumental has that group been in your improvements?
I think pretty instrumental. I mean, it's the motivation to get to the pool is there, and then having your lane mates push you to do faster splits. It's kind of like the speed training you would do in running. So yeah, I definitely think it's definitely helped a lot, especially with my technique.
Yeah, as far as workouts that you enjoy doing in the pool, I mean, you mentioned the long one in the open water. What sort of stuff do you love doing in the pool?
I like the longer sets with paddles, just the strength and endurance stuff. So anything sort of 200, 300, 400 meters with paddles and at a tempo pace, I really enjoy that. Don't ask me to sprint 50 meters.
Robin, what are you battling with the swim right now? I mean, it's like you, I mean, you said that it's always like you're trying to work on something. What are you working on right now?
I guess my catch with my left arm. It's been plaguing me since I started swimming. All important, I guess. I'm not sure.
Let's talk law of diminishing returns. You get to a point where you just get so frustrated where you might be swimming 4, 5, 6 times a week, but you could rather take 1 or 2 of those sessions and go and spend it on the bike or running, and you're going to make up more time in a race. Where do you draw that line? I mean, obviously you want to get better in the water and you need to do the work, but there comes a point where you go, you know what, enough is enough. I'm not getting the returns on the time I'm putting in.
Yeah, I mean, I limit myself to two or three pool swims and, you know, an open water. And if I have to do any more, I just draw the line. I mean, it's not worth my time or money. So, I stick with the schedule, the master's group, and it is what it is.
From a technique perspective, I mean, you've obviously got lots of help with changing technique, video analysis. Have you done any of that sort of stuff?
Mm-hmm. I've been shown some video, but you can see it, but I don't know how to correct it. It's like, oh, that's nice. Look at my arm going in at that angle. I don't know. I can't fix it. That's nice.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to let it be. It is what it is, and so what?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, that's how I swim.
pull the bridge and get over it. There we go.
Yeah.
Robin, awesome. Thanks for catching up with us once again here on the Cone Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to chatting about your bike next time out.
All right.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Cone Edge. If you want to improve your swim, be sure to check out our next free live online swim seminar. Get to theconaedge.com/swimseminar to sign up now.